This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. American made and proud of, and you can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Of course there's a problem on the border. Of course it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. It's the problem of a lifetime, and it's the opportunity of a lifetime to build that wall. We're only going to get one opportunity. By the way, here's the irony. You know, it's a vicious cycle, man. If Trump doesn't win in 20 and there's no wall, there will never be a wall. Because they'll let everybody in the whole world, everybody gets in. And once they all get in, they all vote Democrat, there'll never be another Republican president. So this is your only chance to ever get a wall and prevent America from becoming a foreign country. Because that's the Democrats' goal. Make America foreign again. That's what they want. You don't think there's a problem at the border, huh? No problem at all. A group of 376, including nearly 200 minors, arrested, the largest group of asylum seekers ever to cross into the U.S. tunneled beneath the border near San Luis, Arizona, this past Monday, voluntarily turning themselves in to Customs and Border Protection. Migrants could be seen marching towards Border Patrol agents by the hundreds. According to the video obtained by ABC News, smugglers dug a series of seven holes, only a few feet long, beneath the steel border fence, with hundreds going beneath the wall and a smaller number clambering over it. The fresh sand and scuff marks of shoes on the rusty steel were still there when ABC News visited the site on Thursday. Oh, there's no problem at the border, right? There's no problem at all. The agency says 179 of the record 376 people who crossed were children, including over 30 unaccompanied minors, children under 18, traveling on their own. The overall number of unauthorized crossings has plummeted since its peak in 2001 when the CBP logged about 1.6 million apprehensions. However, the demography, meaning demographics, I don't know what to say demography, but the demographics of those crossing has changed dramatically. Parents with children now comprise over 80% of the total apprehensions of those crossing the 2,000-mile-long border with Mexico. The vast majority of them, like the group near Yuma, surrender immediately or seek out Border Patrol agents in order to begin the asylum process. This is crazy. The minute you break the law and break the border, at that moment, you should be kicked out, sent right back to where you came from. Just throw them back across the border. Escort them back. Fly them back. Drive them back. I don't care. Drop them in the water. Let them swim back. You just committed a crime and entered a country illegally. Why do I have to take you? This is all so stupid. Yuma Border Sector Chief Anthony Porvoznik said his unit needs better border barriers. But more urgently, it needs funding to provide for these families. Why do we have to provide for these families? What is the matter with this country? What is the matter with this country? If you built a big enough wall, they never get in and you don't have to provide for them. Why do I have to provide for them? Why do you have to provide for them? That's the number one challenge we have in the Yuma sector, is the humanitarian problem, Porvoznik said. As I mentioned, 87% of the apprehensions here are family units and unaccompanied alien children. The mass crossing this week took place in a sparsely populated stretch of the border, where an old model of border barrier rises 12 feet from the sandy ground. 12 feet, big deal. The stretched agency only had three agents patrolling that 26-mile-long section of the border. This is the reality. Oh, these liberals are so horrible, my God. They try to tell me that the border is fine, nothing's wrong. You got three guys patrolling 26 miles with a lousy 12-foot wall. It took hours to process the families, most of which were sent to the area's chronically overcrowded central processing center in Yuma. In my 30 years of Border Patrol, I've not been part of arresting a number of 376 people, he said. That's really unheard of. On Thursday, so that was Monday. On Thursday, hundreds of asylum seekers were being held in a cinder block cells with thick glass windows that overlooked a central bullpen where CBP agents worked to process them and provide humanitarian needs. The asylum seekers were separated into cells, fathers with sons, fathers with daughters, unaccompanied minors, and mothers with children. And by the way, you know what nobody's saying? How do you know any of them are really a father with a daughter? You're sticking a father in a cell with a daughter or a son, and the father could be a child molester, and it's not even his own son, it's not even his own daughter. He's a trafficker, and he brought them along. He stole them, kidnapped them from some family, or they gave them to them to take to the border. Go have sex with my kids. We're poor. Give me $1,000, get out my daughter. Do you understand what the rest of the world is like? Do you understand what the Middle East is like? Do you understand what Mexico's like? Do you understand what Central America's like? They sell off their daughters at the age of 10 to horrible, you know, 50-year-old men to marry them. As long as their family gets a quick $1,000, they don't care. That's like a lifetime of money for them. So how do you know what they're coming to the border with? It's men with sons that aren't their sons, dummies. It's men with daughters that aren't their daughters. Wow. Just scary stuff. Detainees eat, sleep, and use the bathroom in the same room. They try to provide basic medical care. Scraps of food mingled with silvery space blankets on the floor. In one cell, several boys had balled up the blankets to a makeshift soccer ball they were kicking around. Okay, whatever. You want me to feel sorry for them? I've never heard such stupid crap in my life. Of course I feel sorry for them. So what? They never should be here. So you feel sorry for them. That's the whole problem with the world, man. Show me a person who feels sorry for someone. I'll show you someone who's being taken advantage of. You're stupid and you're naive. It's only human to feel sorry. And then after you let someone in and you feed them, they murder you. Ask the people of South Africa who have the farms how wonderful it is to let people in who murder you and rape you. Now they're stealing their farms when they've been nice to them for years. There's a tough world out there, man. It's an evil world out there. A lot of bad things going on. As a matter of fact, one of the big news stories in the world today, see if I can find it right, is that there's a serial killer that is murdering young men all over the United States. I mean, one thing about me, I'm just glad I was born and raised in New York. Because when you're born and raised in New York, you're cynical. And you understand it's a mean world out there. And there's nasty people and you can't take everyone for face value. You meet them and they look nice. And inside, they're a frickin' serial killer, a rapist. Dozens of college-age men are dead from accidental drownings. But a team of retired detectives say the boys were drugged and killed by a shadowy gang with a sinister symbol. Makes me realize how smart I was. My whole life, I never drank. These are all guys that are drunk, and they get drugged in their drinks, and they get murdered. On the evening of December 15, 2016, Dakota James called his friend Shelley in a panic. He was cold, disoriented, scared out of his mind, wandering the streets of downtown Pittsburgh, trying to find someone who would help him. I don't know where I am, he told her. Salve, I'm so cold. Help me, I'm lost. She didn't hesitate. I'm thinking, did he get mugged? Did he get beat up? Was he in a car accident? I was so scared. Where are you? I'm coming. Pittsburgh's north side. She quickly hopped in her car to go get him, then remembered she could use her cell phone to figure out where he was because he enabled location services with her when she gave him a ride to the airport months ago. The program was telling her he was on Pittsburgh's south side, but Dakota was texting her. She drove trying to guide her. I'm here, he texted, sending a picture of a jean-covered leg. Please help me. I'm so cold. The cops won't help me. Anyway, the bottom line is he winds up dead. And detectives have been studying this case, and they're finding dead guys all over this country, all college-age dead guys. This guy got found floating in the Ohio River, 10 miles from where he was last seen in downtown Pittsburgh, about 30 feet from the shore. His death was ruled an accidental drowning, but a team of retired detectives and a gang expert believe he's one of 100 victims of the Smiley Face Killers, an alleged gang, organized gang of serial killers that communicate on the dark web with cells in dozens of cities across the United States. An additional 250 cases might be connected, but they can't prove it yet. James fits the profile of the other suspected victims: smart, athletic, popular, college-age white men who went out drinking and never came home. More recently, some alleged victims have been openly gay, like Dakota. Like him, weeks later, their bodies were discovered in lakes or rivers with smiley face or other graffiti connected to the group spray-painted nearby. So far, they've connected 70 deaths with similar graffiti nearby. About 30 of the men, including Dakota James, had the date rape drug GHB in their system. Dakota was clearly murdered, Kevin Gannon, a retired New York City police sergeant who has devoted his life solving these cases. Phew. So think about this. There could be 100 to 350 white college-age men dead all over the United States by a gang of serial killers that communicate on the dark web. Oh, it's a nice world out there, isn't it? Liberals, no need for walls, no need for drones, no need for border agents, no need for ICE agents, no need to be nice to police, the thin blue wall. The only thing that protects us from all the scum out there whose goal in life is to murder and maim and steal and rape. We got, I was just going to take a call from Dana Loyola, but tell Dana I will be back with Dana at the top of the first break, the next break. Let him know. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It is rough out there, but thank God if you're sick, you have Liberty Health Share. I'm with Liberty Health Share. My kids are with Liberty Health Share. There's no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty at any time, 365 days a year. I saved $18,000 2 years ago, $18,000 last year, $18,000 I will save this year. That's $54,000 over 3 years. I went to 3 doctor visits in December of last year, about 30 days ago, and all 3 were free. They all took Liberty, and not one of them charged me even a copay. It's only $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I have such a smart audience, I swear. My audience is smarter than me. My audience is smarter than all the politicians in Washington, D.C. I don't know why nobody understands how smart the average person is in America. But I get more great ideas from my audience. All the stuff I write about, I get from my own audience. So here's Larry, who writes me all the time. Larry's a good man. And Larry's in Las Vegas, Vegas Strong. Larry says, War, the most beautiful, exquisitely, and practically designed seaport in all of Asia, Cameron Bay, South Vietnam, I had no idea about any of this, never heard of it, was built by the Navy Construction Battalion, the Navy Seabees. They could build sections of the wall with previously funded Seabee training project funds. The Air Force has a fully equipped, specially equipped unit known as Red Horse. They have built dozens of Air Force bases and facilities in Europe and Asia. They also have mandatory training requirements to stay proficient and operational. In both cases, units already have the materials, know-how, funding, and manpower to prefab and install wall segments in hours. I hope somebody is considering this option. Smart. Smart. I'm going to star this on my computer screen, my Gmail screen, and therefore I'm going to keep it, and I may include this in a future column. Thank you, Larry. Great stuff. I just don't understand why politicians don't know any of this. I didn't know any of it. I had no idea. I've heard of the Seabees, but I just didn't even think about that. Seabees and, was it Red Horse? Is that what you called it? Red Horse is the Air Force's version that just up and builds things on a moment's notice. Yeah, Red Horse. Amazing. You're talking to a guy who just, you know, most of these guys that we're talking about, Red Horse and Seabees, they could never do a three-hour radio show a day. Everybody has their own talents. How many people could talk for 3 hours a day? I can, without even trying, right? But I don't know how to build things. I don't know how the CBs do it. I don't know how Red Horse does it. I have no mechanical ability, no construction ability other than to break things. I'm really good at breaking things. put a hammer in my hand, I'll break everything. I'll break your window, break your door, I'll break your lock. Put a screwdriver in my hand, I'll break things. Put a light bulb in my hand and try to screw it in. I'll cut my hand or I'll break the light bulb in its socket. I just have no mechanical ability. I don't understand how people just wake up and build a wall. But these guys know how to do it. It's amazing. Amazing. In any case, not only did that whole group of immigrants, illegal immigrants, get underneath the wall, they tunneled under it, 376 of them, I was telling you in the last segment, but there's a new migrant caravan entering Mexico right now. Hundreds of Central Americans entered Mexico illegally as the latest migrant caravan set its sights on the United States began crossing the Mexican-Guatemalan border en masse Friday, meaning today. Not content to wait 5 days for the humanitarian visas Mexico's offering them. Why are they offering them? Why? I'm so exasperated. I'm sure all of you are exasperated, too. Why doesn't Trump cut them off at the knees? Do you remember that girl, Tanya Harding? She had hired someone, her boyfriend, I think, who whacked Nancy Kerrigan across the knees. I don't know how I just came up with those two names. I have no idea. God, it's been like 25 years. Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. Tanya Harding's boyfriend whacked Nancy Kerrigan across the knees. We need to whack Mexico right in the face and knock all their teeth out. And say, if you want to pick your teeth up and put them back in your mouth, we'll pay for it. We'll take care of it. As long as you stop letting people walk through your country to invade our country. Why don't they invade Mexico instead of invading our country? Because Mexico won't give them anything. You don't get welfare and food stamps in Mexico. We got to whack these guys in the knee. And how do you whack them in the knee and knock their teeth out without actually hurting anyone? Because I'm not advocating violence. How do you do that? You cut off their money. It's so easy. What would Mexico do without our money? And wait a minute, it's a step further. What would Mexico do without our tourists? All of you dumb people that go vacation in Mexico, are you stupid? Tell them no. By the way, I've gone to Mexico and I've gone to Hawaii. It's not even close. I would go to Hawaii 1,000 out of 1,000 times. I will never give my money to Mexico ever again. They're nasty to us. They're sending their worst people to us. Why would you give them your money? Cut them off at the knees. Stop going there on vacation. Stop sending cruise ships to dock at Puerto Vallarta. Why are you docking there? When they dock, why do you get off there? Why do you put your money in their economy? Why do you fly there on some Mexican airline? Why would you ever do that? Go to Hawaii. I don't know why we reward Mexico, but Trump, you know, look, I love Trump, but there's some things I don't understand. Why is he still giving $300 million a year in aid, military aid? Why is he cutting new NAFTA deals with them? I wouldn't cut any deal with them. Cut them off at the knees and tell them there's no new deals, and I'm going to ban all vacations. No American's going to allow to come there, and I'm going to build tolls at the border. You're going to spend $50 to enter America from now on, and $50 to go back the other way. Punish them. Why are they letting people march to their country to invade our country? Has someone got balls?
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I have signed a letter to Congress to make clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto.
President Trump, in a videotaped speech that played for the folks at the March for Life event in Washington, D.C., House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says it's time for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with President Trump on border security or let someone else negotiate for her.
It's time for Nancy Pelosi to put a counteroffer on the table of some amount. She says she's for border security, yet she's opposed every single item, except for she literally said she'd only support a dollar. Does anybody think that's serious? Of course not.
President Trump tweeted that he'll have a major announcement Saturday concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and humanitarian crisis at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is war War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I saw a funny line on the internet today. If Hillary's speeches cost $250,000 an hour, how come no one shows up to her free ones? It's true. Nobody in the world shows up to hear Hillary speak. The price is free, and she can't get anyone in the room. 100 people, 50 people, 70 people, sometimes 250 people. It's a joke. But yet, corporations pay her $250 to give a speech. Why? Because she's peddling influence. That's why. Nobody gives a damn about what Hillary has to say. She drones on and on. She's boring. She's arrogant. She loves herself. She loves Huma. Who cares? Who gives a crap? $250,000 an hour for a corporation because they want to use her, or she's using them. You know, she's got a gun to their head. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Cenogenics. And what I think is so compelling about the Cenogenics story is that most men that you meet in this world, and again, Cenogenics for men or women, but I can only speak to men because I'm a guy. Most guys you meet, they've abused their bodies their whole lives. They don't work out. They eat crappy food. They drink too much, smoke too much. Some of them do drugs. They overeat bad foods. And I do none of that. I've been a fitness fanatic my whole adult life. And I thought I knew everything about health, fitness, and longevity. I've read a ton of books, combed through online articles, read tons of magazine stories about health. I work out 2 hours a day for my whole life. I ate organic and non-gluten, and I popped 100 vitamin pills a day. I meditated and prayed daily. And I wrote about all this, by the way, in my best-selling business book, The Power of Relentless. So there's proof. And I thought I was a model for guys over the age of 50, the model, you know, for how you're supposed to live your life and be healthy. And yet I wasn't healthy. I went to Cenogenics and I found out I wasn't healthy. I found out there were a ton of things wrong. And I was able to reverse all of them because of Cenogenics. And now I really am in great shape. And that's one hell of a compelling story. If a guy who eats organic and non-gluten and pops 100 vitamin pills a day and works out 2 hours a day wasn't the epitome of health, what the hell are the chances for anyone else? I'm living proof that 99% of all men over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it yet. So call Cenogenics for a free consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 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 or go to Cenogenics.com. Because if you're a guy or a woman, but if you're a guy, I can only speak to guys. Every guy knows unhealthy. They all think they're healthy. They're all unhealthy. So if you're a guy, go to Cenogenics, 888-YOUNGER. If you're a gal, the point is you don't even need this bitch. Because you're a gal, you want to be younger, you want to check out the latest anti-aging stuff. It's easy to sell women on this. Call Cenogenics, ladies. That's all I have to say. 888-YOUNGER if you want to look younger. But guys, they need a little shove. All right, our guest is here, Cheryl Shumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, happy Friday. Doing great.
Hey, is it Shumley or Shumley? I wasn't sure how to pronounce that.
Shumley,
Cheryl Shumley,
yep.
Got it.
Like the old cartoon, right?
There you go. Yeah, right. So winning back the country from the Beast in Washington. Well, who is the Beast, by the way? Tell us, who's the devil and who's the Beast in the Devil in D.C.?
Well, geez, the lying politicians, the progressive forces that want to take down this great nation of ours and make it into something founders never intended it to be. That, in a nutshell, is the Beast in D.C.,
And all the people who are against Donald Trump, because, man, it's unbelievable how they're against this poor guy. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Anything
like it. Terrible.
Crazy.
Just terrible. He's like the movie 300, except we should call it The Million, because it's a million against one. One guy gets the million.
That's a great analogy. You're absolutely right.
It's just awful. Like I saw today, I know this isn't really what we're going to discuss. I'll get to all our normal discussion points, but I did see that, you know, BuzzFeed put out that new thing that Trump ordered Cohen to lie. First of all, how would you know that? Because Cohen says it? First of all, Wayne Root, I think I'm an honest guy. I've never lied under oath. Okay, I've never been under oath. I've never lied under oath in my life. So if you put me under oath and I said something, would you automatically assume I'm telling the truth? Or if I could reduce my jail sentence so I could someday see my wife again and someday see my children again, you think maybe I might lie? What is it? Why would anyone believe a word that Michael Cohen says? Because Cohen says it? That means Trump asked him to lie. I've never been so dumb in my life. Now he's got to be impeached. Oh, he's got to be impeached. Are these people kidding me?
Well, yeah, remember, this is just one news organization.
Right, BuzzFeed. Who knows BuzzFeed?
And, You know, go back to December when ABC News had to suspend Brian Ross.
Right.
Because he put out that Donald Trump had told Michael Flynn to contact Russia officials during the campaign.
And so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, just here we are just a month or two later, and we're going through the same fake news type of possibility.
It's so amazing, because when I think back to Obama, just off the top of my head, Obama knew at the moment that Benghazi was happening, it was his arms killing Americans, and he sent no one to save them. And he lied to the American people and said it was about a movie that no one ever watched. So should Obama be impeached immediately? And Obama knew at the moment he was peddling Obamacare, he had a report in front of him. These are just two things I could think of off the top of my head. He had a report in front of him that absolutely said that a million, I think it was 90 million Americans would lose their health care because of Obamacare. And he went out and said, you will not lose your health care. If you like your health care, you can keep it. So should Obama be impeached retroactively? I don't get it. Don't all politicians lie? How do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving. So how come this one, if he ever tells a lie, it's instant impeachment? Maybe Trump lies every day. Obama lied every day. Hillary lied every day. How come only Trump's lies matter if there are lies? It's all amazing to me, Cheryl.
Yeah, because it fits the media narrative. That's why. I mean, that in a nutshell, is why every time Trump opens his mouth or someone in the deep state supposedly runs to the media with the next accusation, this is why we go through this next media cycle of how Trump needs to be impeached. Because the media is in the hate camp, the big anti-Trump camp. And it's doing the left's bidding. That's why Obama, Susan Rice, all the politicians on the left side of the camp can get away with saying the same things that those on the right try and say and get condemned for.
It's just crazy. And you believe anything anybody says about Trump. But, you know, I could just prove to you all the lies of Obama, and it means nothing to anyone. As a matter of fact, how about Fast and Furious? Isn't it a fact that his attorney general, Eric Holder, lied? He got condemned by Congress. What's that term they use? What's the word when you get something by Congress? What's that word? It's not impeachment. No. He was...
I know what you mean. Yeah, there was an official term.
It's the first attorney general in the history of America to ever have that happen to him in the history of Congress. That word will come to me in this interview. We'll get it in a minute. In any case, Cheryl, I want to go straight to this last point. You have a bunch of points here you want to discuss, and I want to go straight to the last one because I'm in Vegas, and we just had the biggest convention of the year, CES, and you attended CES in Vegas. You should have called me, by the way. I'd like to have said hi to you. Maybe you don't even know that I'm right here in Las Vegas. That's where I'm based. But you wrote that America's on a crash course to become a supreme surveillance nation. So what did you see exactly at Vegas that worries you? What kind of new Darth Vader surveillance is out there? What's going on?
It's just, if you look past the flash and dazzle of the gadgets and if you go beyond the cool factor of being able to, say, speak into Alexa and have Alexa play your favorite song, the running theme that I saw at this conference was surveillance, surveillance, surveillance. And what is happening is America, for the sake of convenience and the cool factor, is going to do things like create smart homes where all they have to do is walk in the door at night and say, Alexa, I'm home, and suddenly the blinds will go down, the oven will start to heat the pre-made meal, the tub will start to fill with water, the music will play in the background, the news will come on, the cameras at the front door will focus on the sidewalk to prepare for facial recognition technology of whoever walks up the walkway. And it sounds great. It sounds like a Jetsons-type cartoon dream come true. But the fact is, this is data collection that's going on Americans inside their own home. You have no control where that data is going. You have no control who has access to that data ultimately. And we are creating a generation of next Americans who believe that surveillance is the way to live.
Yeah, and Alexa listens to every word you say, and there's a record of it. And I don't think anyone's ever really mentioned how this is going to play out. What if you're in your bedroom and you're talking on the phone and you just happen to mention something about bribery or committing a crime or raping someone or murdering someone, and you're saying it while Alexa is listening to every word you say? And I don't know if it's instantly available to people on the other end, or maybe 10 years from now they'll download everything in all their files and they'll hear it, and suddenly it's Big Brother, you're arrested for murder when no one in the world had any evidence but Alexa was recording you while you were talking. Now, my understanding is that's exactly what happens. If you have an Alexa, you every word you say is being recorded.
Well, I just did a story a few weeks ago about a homeowner who didn't even have an Alexa, but another homeowner in Germany requested some information from Amazon about a search history. And when he received that information, he got Alexa tape recordings, audio recordings, and texts of what a homeowner with an Alexa had been doing for the course of 2 years' time. So this information is going somewhere.
And by the way, at the exact moment that you and I were talking and I happened to bring up the BuzzFeed report, it's come across the newswire, breaking news at Fox News. The Mueller team disputes the BuzzFeed report, claiming Trump told Cohen to lie. So even Robert Mueller, even Mueller's laughing at this one. What are you talking about? Nobody told me that. This is so bizarre. The entire nation is so corrupt, and there's so much fake news and so much fraud. Hey, Cheryl, hang with me, because there's so much we didn't get to yet. Can you hang through the break and come out the other side of me?
Sure. Thanks.
All right, cool. Cheryl Chumley, Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. She's with the Washington Times, the opinion editor, author of The Devil in D.C. Right back at you.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. There's another one I don't like. We found another one, Chris. I don't like that one at all. That one sucks. Get rid of that one. I want some in-your-face hard rocking. You know what I want. All right. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everybody knows I have kind of a horsey voice, which is good. That's what people like on the radio. It's kind of an interesting voice, and it's different. It's unique. But it also, you know, constantly used to go dead on me. When you're slightly hoarse, then you become really hoarse, and then all of a sudden you have no voice at all. That hasn't happened in 3 years on the radio. And the reason why is My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I started taking them the first moment that I began my first local radio show 3 years ago, almost 3 years to the day, February 6th, 2016. So 3 years coming up in about 2 weeks. It'll be our third anniversary. And I started taking the My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop them all day long. I suck on them all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. I am living proof. It works. It destroys the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. They have saved my life. You're a lifesaver for me. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company. I love you, My Doctor Suggests. But Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try, enthusiastically urge you, to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 10% off your order, 866-660-9868, or MyDoctorSuggests.com. We're back with Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the Gillette ad. I've talked about it on and off all week long with guys, so you're my first chance to talk about it with a lady. What is your thought about this whole feminization of America and this redefining of masculinity? My opinion is Gillette just destroyed themselves. They shot themselves right in the foot, and they're going to lose a lot of business, and guys do not take kindly to this. But let's hear your view.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Gillette's facing some backlash, and I think you're dead on right that they're going to lose some business over this. But, you know, this is a theme that's been ongoing in our nation for some time now, and I just tend to piece that it's not masculinity. It's not toxic masculinity. It's the moral compass of our nation. It's the morals that have set up the stage that it's okay for men and women to do things that are morally reprehensible, and then women turn around and blame men for it. My particular view is that as we move farther and farther away from biblical views or a moral compass that this nation was based upon, the culture begins to rot, and you can't turn and now blame men for masculinity and say it's their fault. This is a cultural degradation that we're experiencing, and now people are just trying to turn and point fingers at men.
And it's just more than that, too. It's not just pointing fingers at men. They're telling men not to be men. And yet I saw a study. I read it on the air no more than probably 2 months ago. And I'm almost certain it was by Harvard or Cambridge or Oxford, you know, some authority that sounds like the greatest college in the world with geniuses. And they came up with the conclusion that almost all women, feminist, liberal or not, all women like men with really masculine characteristics. They claim they don't, but in the end, the person they want to marry is the one that will give them children, the one that is the most fertile, the one that in their deep down subconscious is going to protect their children, the one who's going to kill the, you know, go out hunting and kill the food and bring it home. Since the beginning of time, women wanted a masculine guy, and it turns out it's built into their genes. That's what the study came up with, not Wayne Root, and that they will always choose a masculine guy over an effeminate guy. But meanwhile, liberals are telling you that guys should be effeminate. So they're giving you the wrong information. If you ever want to meet a gal or get married or meet the girl of your dreams, you can't meet one if you're effeminate. You're going to meet them if you're masculine. So it's ridiculous.
Well, I think liberals are going even a step further and saying that sexes are basically an individual choice, that there is no natural born male
right.
versus female. And
so ridiculous.
It's all part of the progressive agenda to destroy the basic traditional family unit. And you have to look at it through that view, and you can kind of see the deceptions that are being played out.
Yes, but it just doesn't work. The point is, even feminist liberal women always pick the masculine man, so it's kind of funny. But last point is, you put here that Republicans are getting it right, standing strong for the wall. We've probably got a minute left. Cheryl, tell us what you mean by that.
Finally, I mean, after 2 years of Republicans on Capitol Hill doing the Democrats' bidding and fighting against Trump and pretending as if this White House were the enemy of the people, now Republicans, probably because they're getting their butts kicked by conservative voters, are standing tall with Trump on the wall funding and the border shutdown. It's refreshing, finally, to see.
I think it's great, and I think he's got to stand strong, but I do admit there's a big risk here. If somebody gets killed, if somebody dies, something goes wrong because somebody wasn't on the job, they're going to try and blame Donald Trump. The Democrats are going to lose their minds. So I'm on his side, and I've always said I don't even notice when government shut down. I'm not in D.C. I don't care about D.C. It doesn't affect my life. But, you know, if one person dies of food poisoning, Cheryl, somewhere in America, they're going to say it's because, you know, Trump's government was shut down and there wasn't anybody on the job testing the food to make sure it was safe. I know their game. So the longer it goes, the better the chance something's going to happen or something's going to get manufactured to happen. Either way, it worries me. There is a worry. So I hope we come to a conclusion soon. Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C. Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.